Well, we're just plugging along here. Kind of had a little bit of a jump start on yesterday, and then, we'll look at some of those things on practice and also the New Orleans game, which we didn't really get a chance to look at until after practice yesterday, because it didn't come until late yesterday afternoon. So, we'll add some of that into our preparation and just try to correct some of the things that happened yesterday on the practice field, and we get ready for Wednesday when the players come back in.
Coach, how important will it be for you to establish a little more consistency in your running game going forward?
Well, we'd like to be more consistent in everything, so that's sure. Running game's part of it, passing game, run defense, pass defense, you name it. So we always are looking for more consistency there and staying out of long yardage on offense and, trying to, control the down and distance situations and stay on the field and convert them on third down. So,
Bill, when you guys were facing Justin Smith when he was with the Bengals, if he was pretty much a defensive end in their scheme. Obviously, the 49ers run a different scheme. How are they using Justin Smith, the 49ers?
Basically, as a defensive end, he flips sides. Depending on whether they want to play over or under, he's the outside guy of the over-under side most of the time. They have used him inside some in some pass rushing situations. They move him around a little bit, so you don't know exactly where he's going to be. But he's been a good playmaker for him this year. He's a very productive guy.
Bill, you were mentioning yesterday about I guess the question was specifically about Wheatley and Wilhite and earning playing time and rookies earn playing time. And I'm just wondering if that holds for O'Connell or if there's a different set of circumstances surrounding a rookie quarterback like that.
It's definitely different. You can only play one quarterback. We have a lot of defensive formations where we have multiple defensive backs on the field, anywhere from 5 to 6, even sometimes 7. So there's a lot more opportunity there in speaking about Wheatley and Wilhite than there is, when you're just playing one quarterback. But, yeah, regardless of what the position is, though, everybody's got to earn their spot.
Coach, how has Sean Crable looked in practice, and is there a chance he might get into some games down the road?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a chance. I think Sean's improved all the way through camp and in the regular season and the opportunities that he's had. And, if we were able to take more players to the game, I'm sure Sean would go to the game, and I'm sure he'd play. But so far this year, we have to limit it to 45. He hasn't been on the active roster, but we have a lot of confidence in Sean. I'm sure that he'd be able to contribute for us if he was at the game. It's just a question of, whose place he would have to take and, what other ramifications would come into play there. But he's done a good job, and he's getting better all the time.
Bill, how would you assess your turnover differential to this point in the season?
Always looking to get more and give up less. So,
do you feel
always point emphasis for us every week? Ways to turn the ball over, and at the same time take care of it. When we have it, ball handling and decision making and. Just in general, taking care of the ball, no matter who handles it. It could be a lot of different people, but it's all, that's all big point emphasis, especially this week against San Francisco. This is a good ball-stripping team. These guys do a real good job of raking the ball out, punching it out, knocking it loose. So, we're really going to have to take care of it. Defensively, we can always use more turnovers.
It's 3 games into this season, but going back, it's really 7 now, counting the preseason, and there are obviously some issues there. Do you differentiate between the two to this point, or is there a concern because of things you saw in the preseason or are continuing now?
That's something that you work on all the way through. You don't just start working on it 1 week, third week of preseason or third week of the regular season, or it's something you work on all the time. So we're always looking to get better at it, and I think the biggest thing is take advantage of the opportunities that we have, and you try to create some opportunities, and those are somewhat limited, but when you have them, you want to be able to to capitalize on those. But then when they you know, when you have a good opportunity to turn the ball over, then you certainly don't want to, you know, miss it. So taking advantage of those and being alert, that's part of it too.
Coach, judging by his first two starts of the season, how confident are you in Matt Cassel's ability to lead this offense the rest of the way?
Good. I think Matt's, you know, had a good week last week, had a good practice yesterday. I think he's doing things. You know, we just got to, offensively, you know, collectively, we just got to do everything a little bit better. And, I have confidence in the players, confidence in all the players we put out there.
Bill, just going back to O'Connell, I mean, I know it's been you've mentioned numerous times going back to, I guess, the spring about working on mechanics with him and refining that type of area. And when does that kind of process become complete for a guy like him?
I don't know. You know, we're still working on those things with Brady, so I think it's an ongoing process. I don't think you're, you know, throwing mechanics, I don't think those ever, you know, you ever take them for granted any more than Tiger Woods takes his golf swing for granted. You know, he works on that every day, and that's, you know, if he could stand out there on a driving range for 14 hours and hit balls, then I think, you know, our quarterbacks can work on mechanics and kickers can work on kicking mechanics and defensive linemen can rush, work on pass rushing techniques and everything else. I think that's an ongoing process. I don't think it ever stops.
Any more questions? All right. Well, thanks, everyone. Thank you, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.